August is looking stacked with games, from sequels we've been waiting years for to surprise hits you didn't see coming. This month's lineup is fire. Today, we're going to be checking out the top games coming out in August. First up on our list is Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Hinokami Chronicles 2. Demon Slayer fans, it's finally time to breathe, with Chronicles 2 dropping August 5th, and it looks so good! We're talking three full arcs, the Entertainment District, Swordsmith Village, and of course, Hashira Training Arc with over 40 different playable characters. If you've got save data from the first game as well, you also get all the free Academy outfits for the main squad. The developer CyberConnect 2 is also back with slicker visuals, way tighter combat, and now you can even mess around with the versus mode rules, so if you want double damage or things like that, you can just go crazy.
Nice to finally meet you. I didn't expect you to look so hideous, Ubuyashiki.
Next up on our list is Mafia the Old Country, releasing on August 8th. Now, Mafia is back, but this time, it's going old school, like really old, to 1900s Sicily. But this is a full-blown prequel, diving into the origin of the crime families we all met in Mafia 1, 2, and 3. And if you remember Saint Celeste from Mafia 2, you get ready to actually fully explore it, which is awesome. But the twist in this game kind of seems to be that it's all about blade play. You got stealth, knives, really close-up fighting. It just feels grounded and it looks fun to play. So, an old country with new danger. I'm in.
Miss Family, loyalty is everything.
We do not always get to choose what we do.
We can choose who we are.
And who are you, Enzo?
Whispermound Outbreak drops in the early access on August 11th, and if you like survival horror with co-op with your friends, this one's definitely for you. Here, you play as some agents who are stuck on a cursed mountain in 1998 with weird monsters, classic retro art styles, and wrapped in all this weird chaos. You can squad up with up to three of your friends, and the cool thing is, it has voice chat and proximity, so of course, you wander off too much or something creepy or horrible happens, you might just hear a scream and that's it. It's like Resident Evil meets Phasmophobia with crafting and exploring elements, which is pretty cool. I'm into it. Sword of the Seas dropping on August 19th, and if you loved Abzu or The Pathless, you're gonna love this one because it's made by the same developers. You play as a wraith gliding across endless seas of sand on a hover sword, and it just looks and feels awesome. You just cruise through ancient ruins, ride through different dunes, and you're just trying to bring back a drowned world to life by collecting these things called magical ocean seas. What's really unique about this game is that there's no dialogue. You just get these huge cinematic showdowns with giant leviathans, an insane emotional score from the composer of Journey, and just beautifully gorgeous environments to stop mid-ride and soak it all in. Gears of War Reloaded is dropping on August 26th, and this just isn't a remaster, it's a full transformation of the original 2006 classic. Of course, we get our chainsaw bayonet action in full 4K, remastered textures, better shadows, good reflections, it just all looks so good. The campaign runs at 60 FPS, and the multiplayer is apparently going to be able to crank out 120. And for the first time ever, it's also launching on PlayStation 5. So Gears on PlayStation is pretty cool. We're gonna get full crossplay, cross progression, and if you grab the Ultimate Edition before May 5th, you're getting Reloaded for free.
This is gonna be awesome.
Next up is Whisper of the House, dropping on August 27th. And at first glance, it looks like a Stardew Valley cozy pixel simulator, right? You're this quiet housekeeper moving into Whisper Town, just helping folks decorate their homes. Sounds peaceful. Well, until the couch and furniture all starts getting haunted and whispering to you. Every house you work in hides something strange. We're talking secret hidden rooms, talking cats, and entire memories buried in all the clutter. There's no combat, no timers, it's just you, your boxes, and a cute little mystery. Plus, there's already a free demo if you want to try it out early. Next up is Goblin Cleanup, dropping on August 28th on Steam Early Access. And this is not your regular type of dungeon game. Instead of you being the hero and trying to save everybody, you play as a goblin maid working for a dark lord to clean up all the aftermath. We're talking cleaning up bloody floors, all the different traps to reset, and even dragging dead monsters back to life for just another Monday morning. It's got a pretty good mix of dark humor and tight teamwork because it is multiplayer, but one little mistake and you and your boys are all starting over, so every move counts. I don't know if you've ever asked yourself, who cleans up after all the dungeon fights? Well, turns out, it's you. Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater is finally here, coming out on August 28th, and this is a huge one. It's full Unreal Engine 5 remake of the stealth classic from 2004, and it looks insane. We're talking detailed battle damage on Snake now, way smoother controls, a way better camera, and some serious visual glow-ups. Snake is back, and stealth has never looked this good. Next up is Shinobi Art of Vengeance, dropping on August 29th, and this is a brand new 2D action platformer from Lizard Cube, the same team that brought us Streets of Rage 4. So these hand-drawn visuals are smooth as butter, and the combat looks like that classic Sega style, which is so cool. You'll get to fight your way through grimy fish markets and neon-drenched neon cities, with each level throwing completely different things at you. And you have this really cool, sick amulet upgrade system that lets you customize how you fight, branching skill trees, and different bonus arcade challenges for the real dedicated sweaty players. And last on our list is Lost Soul Aside, finally arriving on August 29th. It has been a long time coming, and this started as a solo project by a developer Yang Bing almost a decade ago, but it's grown into a full-on action RPG from Yulti Zero Games, and now it's finally coming out. You play as Kazir, a war orphan armed with a demon sword on a mission to save his sister, to stop a full-scale invasion from another dimension. It just reminds me of Final Fantasy meets Devil May Cry. It's got that fast, fluid, cinematic combat with huge, flying, dangerous combos and just a gorgeous environment. Lost Soul Aside is built to make you feel like a one-man army, and nearly after 10 years in development hell, it's finally here to prove it's worth the wait.
Your power, Arena.
And that's our list for the top games coming out in August, whether into deep stories, super fast combat, or just relaxing through some beautiful worlds. This month's got something for you. And if you want to stay up to date with game releases, be sure to check out our GX release calendar, because sometimes game dates do change. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys in the next Opera GX video. Bye, everyone.